96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. This is a special edition of the Insight segment. The doves are crying. Prince has died. At his Paisley Park home in suburban Minneapolis, hundreds of fans have gathered to mourn Prince Rogers Nelson. As his name suggested, he was his royal badness, the purple one, the artist formerly known as. Condolences are pouring from around the nation and around the world for the musical genius born 57 years ago. President Obama and the First Lady released a statement that said, in part, Prince did it all, funk, R&B, rock and roll. He was a virtuoso, instrumentalist, brilliant band leader, and an electrifying performer. Tonight, we hear from those who knew him, who interviewed him, and loved his music. And that includes you, the listener. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly, you can follow us on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR. We begin tonight with Jeff Brown, host of the original Quiet Storm on WHUR FM. Jeff, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you coming in.
Sure, man. No problem.
Let's talk for a moment about his legacy. What was so unique about Prince?
To me, Prince, he changed the game. He changed the music game a long time ago. When you listen to Prince, basically, his music was kind of like that of a pop artist. But Prince was talented enough, and his musicianship allowed him to have a pop presentation with what I call, as a guy who plays a little bass myself, adding an R&B backdrop, which meant he could give you a song, and he was heavy into the strings, he was heavy into the guitar. I mean, I was listening to tributes that were pouring in today on the radio and on television, and they talked about the people who influenced him. One of the names that kept coming up was Jimi Hendrix, James Brown. I even heard George Clinton. And if you think about all three of those artists and you listen to a Prince's music, you hear it all. I mean, this guy's ability to reach everybody, to make you move. I mean, you know, when they say he was a genius, well, that's what they mean. His musical intellect, his musical ability is what made him. And of course, you know, when you look good and you move the way he moved.
Absolutely. Yeah. Fantastic, fantastic artist. I want to go to Raven Murphy. Raven is a fan of Prince, like so many people are. She was at his concert in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Fox Theater 7 days ago, literally at this very hour. Raven, thanks for joining us. Talk to me a little bit about that conference and that concert and why it was so unique.
Thanks, Harold.
Hey.
Well, it was a really unique show. I've seen Prince in concert. That was my sixth time seeing him. But this show was so different. This was the piano and microphone tour, so it was simply Prince on a stage with his purple piano and a microphone. So it just had a different vibe. It was a very low-key, intimate performance set at the Fox Theater, and it had a very jazzy vibe, but still very funky, but very intimate, and, you know, there was a lot of spiritual undertones during that show as well.
So what do you mean by that?
At one point during the show, he did several encores, I believe about three. But during the second encore, he was performing Controversy, which is, of course, one of his big hits. But towards the end of Controversy, he was still playing the melody for it, but he began singing the Lord's Prayer to the melody of Controversy. So that was, I mean, looking back at it now, it's almost surreal.
Yeah.
You know? But well, that was just
It's great that you...
I've never seen him perform the Lord's Prayer before.
Yeah. Well, it was great that you had an opportunity to see him at, you know, one of his last performances, and we really, really appreciate you sharing some of your thoughts and your experiences with Prince. Raven, thank you so much. We appreciate you coming in and talking to us on the phone. I want to go to the phone lines at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Of course, we're talking about Prince. He died this morning at the age of 57. D, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, D. What's on your mind?
Two things. One, with the loss of Prince, we're losing a lot of instrumentalists that knew their craft and more than sampling. And second, if that matters to folks out here, send money to charities that support school music programs because we need to train up another generation.
Well, there you go, D. Thank you so much. Well said. Jeff, how are you going to honor Prince tonight?
Well, I mean... I got to get used to these, you know. I can't sit back in front and chill. But his music, Harold, you know, I mean, what more, what other way to do it than his music? And, you know, and throughout me, you know, we may talk a little bit about, you know, his biography a little bit. But, you know, some of the things he stood for, you know, when he left the whole record music thing and went out and did his own thing and was tired of being ripped off. And so the guy was more than he became more than just a musician. He became more than just a pop star. Mm-hmm. You know, he became somebody that the youngsters who had an interest in, you know, getting into music, getting into the music industry, looked towards for advice. And they paid attention to some of the things that he was doing, which probably inevitably helped them as they went to pursue their careers in the music industry. But, you know, he was kind of like a trendsetter.
Absolutely. You know? And definitely an original. Let's talk to Sidney Miller. Now, Sidney Miller, he's on the line. He's the founder and publisher of Black Radio Oh, we lost it, Sidney. Sidney, please give us a call back. We want to make sure that we hear from you. You are an important part of this conversation. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Chico, calling from Silver Spring. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Chico, are you there? Chico, give me a call back if you can. We also have in studio Angela Stribling. She is host of WHUR's Pillow Talk. But Angela has been here for quite some time, and she is one of the most recognizable voices, not only around the nation, but certainly in D.C. Angela, you are also a performer.
Yes.
Talk to me about the musicality of Prince, his range.
Oh my gosh. First of all, Harold, thanks for letting me be in
Absolutely.
On this conversation. I am a major Prince fan. And yes, as an artist, I have so much respect for his musical genius. And Jeff, you hit it right on the money. Just what Prince would bring to every single performance. You know he would shed. You'd hear all these stories about how he would rehearse his band over and over and over, because that's how you become a master. You do the same basic things over and over until you get it right and discover your own voice. I have so much respect and reverence for Prince. I mean, he's one of the musical geniuses, probably one of the biggest ones I know of. Of course, you know, Stevie Wonder comes to mind. But I had a conversation earlier with someone saying, you know, he's of our generation. This is the last of the legends.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you've got Stevie Wonder, you've got Diana Ross. I mean, I don't want to start naming, you know, the names, but it's so unfortunate to lose such a treasure and at such a young age.
I want to go back to the phone lines at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about the musical legend Prince, of course, passing away today at the age of 57. Tony, calling from Washington. Tony, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, man? You know, people don't know. I go so much back with Prince. I'm an alumni from HU. And, you know, Prince used to be a part of HU, and people don't know that. That's how far back I go with Prince. And I was just telling somebody today, because, I mean, you know, I almost actually wrecked my government truck, man, when I heard this going.
Wow.
Seriously, I mean, almost wrecked my truck because I started thinking, like, I said, well, there, God, you know, took Bernie Mac, you know, took LaVert, you know, took Barry White, you know, took all these top people that I grew up on, that when I was at HU, when I was pledging Phi Beta Sigma, this is who I was listening to.
Yeah, there it is. Hey, thank you so much, Tony. I appreciate you calling in. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Jeff,
as a disc jockey, that's an old term because there are no more discs.
That's right.
But at the time that Prince came on the scene with songs like Soft and Wet, and of course, that big blockbuster album in the 80s, we were still spinning records at that time. What did Prince mean to radio?
What did Prince mean to radio? I think when you have an artist like Prince, like, it's almost as if whatever he does, you know it's going to find its way to a radio. It's like no bad album, no bad song that you could say Prince produced. So when you talk about artists like Prince and some of the other greats, you've got to speak in the past tense. You could always count on Prince to deliver something that was going to get your audience where you were trying to get your audience. You see what I'm saying? You could always count on that Prince sound. If your station was rotating Prince's music, you could always count basically on a hit from Prince.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about the life and legacy of Prince, of course, born Prince Rogers Nelson, passing away today at 57 years old. Keith calling from Laurel. Keith, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing great.
Good. You know, listen to the coverage today and listen to all the people giving comments. I believe Prince knew something. And I say that because there was a coverage where they say that he told people, don't pray for me. He said it in his concert. And then in one of his songs, the lady just reported that he did the Lord's Prayer. So I believe Prince was preparing himself. I believe he knew something.
Wow. Well, that's an interesting point, Keith. A lot of people speculating as to what may have been going through his mind. Jeff, you wanted to say something else, too.
And the lady that called earlier in regards to us losing all of these great artists and we had a very talented radio announcer who passed away a couple of weeks ago,
Doug Banks.
And what she said is true. You know, send your money to those places where they have music programs so that we can, continue to develop, these artists in our community. And I think that's true. I mean, it's almost as, in what we do, we got all these syndications and so forth. You know, we're not producing new artists. We're not, letting these young folks, have their music played on the radio like we once did. I mean, they have other avenues today. You had internet and so forth, but still, FM radio is where it all started, and FM radio is where it still is. And so, we got to find a way to continue to produce these youngsters to take us to the next level. The next generation of the Princes, Michael Jacksons, and even the Doug Bankses, if you will.
Where are they going to come
exactly.
from?
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
And if I can interject, I think people can take a lesson from Prince. If you think about back in the 80s when Controversy came out, Prince came out with one of the most provocative songs, Do Me Baby. Nobody was playing songs like that.
Right.
You had Sylvia, Pillow
right.
Talk.
Right.
And, but Prince would go, he'd always take it up to the edge and be able to really deliver it. I remember, oh, my God, I've always been a Prince fan since the beginning. And, of course, guys, would try to hate a little bit and go, he's not even straight.
Well,
I'm like,
right.
yes,
that's
he right. is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And women found him so sexy. It was his whole brand.
Yeah. He did have that
his
incredible
brand.
Sex appeal.
Yes.
One of the few guys that could get away with some stacked heels.
Like I said, when you look good and you can move good, sometimes the music is secondary.
Yeah.
And that's what he had.
The whole package.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Please give us a call. We'd love to hear about your thoughts and your memories about Prince, concert experiences. Hey, if you've ever had a chance to spend time in his presence, we would love to hear about that experience. Brian, calling from Indian Head. Thanks for calling, Brian. What's on your mind?
Oh, how you doing? I just wanted to say thanks for the tribute that you're giving to Prince. I think it's wonderful. I'm a big fan of Prince.
Thank you so much.
Ever since I was a little kid. And Prince represented so much to me and to the world. But one of the things that he represented was a strong black man who went through many struggles and strived through them and became independent through his own record label. And he touched the world. I was privileged enough to see him in concert with my wife a few times, and the best concerts I've ever been to in my life.
Well, there you go. I think that is very, very well said, Brian, and thank you so much. I need to take a break, and we need to let Jeff do his job with the original Quiet Storm. Jeff, thank you so much for sharing with us.
Thank you for inviting me in.
Absolutely. Definitely a privilege to have you here. Angela, she's going to stay with us. And also, please, if you're on the phone, stay with us. Kevin, Thomas, Theodora, please stay with us. The lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher, and of course, Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR, a special edition of The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. We'll be back with you in just a few seconds.